The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Taus begins now. Matt LaFleur, while we were having our discussion about Micah Parsons, Matt LaFleur was at the podium. A couple of tidbits that are worth mentioning. First of all, getting Jordan Love back on the field yesterday. Quote, I thought it was good just to get him back out there, back in the mix, into the rhythm of playing quarterback.
Oh, interesting that the head coach would think that. But
we did some different things with him that we haven't done in the past, and we pretty much were primarily doing everything under center, taking the ball off of a stool. I thought it was good work.
Did he say that with a baby voice, or did he say that with
But it's so slippery out there that he should have probably just stayed in the Hudson Center.
As I told Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, I was wrong about that, and it was probably productive.
Oh, cranky. What, you be all cranky now?
The little guy, you get so upset when we make fun of you, do you?
LaFleur asked if he would take part in the joint practice.
No, he's not.
Not a chance. Very limited.
Oh, very limited.
They're going to have seven-on-sevens in the joint practice so he can get work.
Oh,
that is correct, he says.
I thought he hated seven-on-sevens.
He does hate seven-on-seven.
But at least he won't be in danger of being bumped by a big defensive lineman who comes a little bit too aggressively in the backfield. Omar Brown still has not been released from the hospital.
Hey, what happened there? Is that a lung?
A lung.
Ugh.
So I don't know if he
sounds bad.
Collapsed. I don't know what exactly. We have not gotten actual details on what happened. Meanwhile, Matt LaFleur said there's no concern with Lucas Van Ness's back. We've got a bunch of guys dealing with backs right now. It must have been those soft beds that we stayed at for a few days. So apparently the hotel that they stayed at in Indianapolis
You got to get them our guy. You got to get them our Steinhofflers.
So
what are they doing?
I don't know if I wasn't down there. I don't know if he was kidding or serious. But my question for you, having played 11 years in the NFL, is did you come across any hotels where the accommodations were problematic? The bed was lumpy. The room temperature, you couldn't fix the thermostat. What were some of the instances of you as a player dealing with a hotel on the road that was not giving you the optimal night's rest before a game?
I mean, we stayed in some pretty swanky, nice spots. There were a couple of times, I think, when we went to Buffalo early in my career that it was maybe not up to what you would think NFL teams where they would stay, and I'm sure Buffalo has improved that, but no, I mean...
What does that mean?
You can complain. It was just like it was a crummy hotel for just in general. And you're like, oh, this is interesting. It was one of my first road trips too. So, but then you're staying at, I'm not going to give free advertising. You're staying at the creme de la creme. Like the NFL takes great care. There's a hotel down on Michigan Ave that we love staying because it was across the street and you're not now.
By the Hancock Building.
The first time I went into St. Norbert's, and it was me and Big Cheddar Bob, I looked and it was one of those baby twin beds. And we're thinking, what the blank? And it wasn't a king or a queen. it was little race car beds. And you're like, how the heck am I? At that point, you're still young enough. As you get older, you're like, hey, I don't know if I can do this. You get a little softer. But this is that time of year where you get the end of the preseason and, there are issues that come up. But I can't imagine any place that the Green Bay Packers would put their players are not going to – it's going to be pretty top-notch, I would think.
Well, apparently the beds were squishy because they do have – Kenny Clark had a back problem. He didn't practice yesterday. Lucas Van Ness. Aaron Banks, who was dealing with a back issue at the beginning of camp apparently it bothered him, so I don't know if he was joking.
If you have the back, you do that with gravity boots. Have you seen that? Where you hang, you put like the thing on the doorway, and then you hang from there, and it's like it's supposed to put your back in traction,
in alignment.
Yeah, and you get lined up, and it's a real tricky deal, especially if your core is not super strong, because you got to be able to pull yourself back up. in order to get out of the boots from up on the top of the thing. So maybe that's something that the G&G will be doing is some of them gravity boots.
Are you going to do a digi only for
us? God, no. No, that is not anything I want to see or anyone associated with me wants to see. But, yeah, backs are tricky. Obviously, Stafford out in L.A. is dealing with that. That is the one thing I think players freak out. You know, knees and ankles, those are all things that come up, and you hope that they're, you know, not serious or you're going to miss a bunch of time. Nobody wants to have a back surgery because it's really difficult, and that is something I think teams are very cautious with because you've seen this. I'm sure you've had some back issues. You can't function as a human being. And then you go try to play football and torque, and you're going against big dogs. It is just not a recipe. NFL players, bad backs, does not work.
We'll get back to Packers practice. That's going to kick off in a little while here. We'll be down there for that. But before that, I want to tell you, as always, about Associated Bank. There's a little event we might have coming. I've been getting a little bit of information on that.
Can we get a little tea?
I can't. No, we're still in the planning stages.
Is Micah Parsons going to be there?
If Micah Parsons ends up as a Packer, I will recommend to the Associated Bank.
Check now.
Folks, that he would be a good ambassador for them. For now, they're stuck with me. And I tell you all the time about not only their Packers checking, their Badgers checking, and their Brewers checking, but more importantly, their great customer service. They've got the awards to prove it, whether it's early pay that gets you access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early, whether it's credit monitoring to make sure that your credit is in a spot where you can make that important purchase, or fraud protection, which I experienced firsthand. They were amazing making sure that I was taken care of. Associated Bank's got your back. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, Tausch, I'm going to need your help on this because I didn't think this was as crazy as apparently it is.
Okay. The fact that the NFL is completely diminished preseason where nobody cares so that they get the 18th game and nobody fights them?
Yeah, no, I heard you say that to Vinny and the boys this morning.
I mean, it is crazy how little people care about preseason football now. Isn't it crazy?
It is.
Jesse, have you ever cared less about preseason football than you do right now?
No.
Jason, and you are Mr. Preseason. I love the storylines. I love the Gaelic kicker.
I mean, what's he supposed to say?
No,
here?
No, no.
He
I understand.
Preseason.
No, I do love preseason.
But
and
is
I'm
it?
Fine.
But do you
it,
feel
it? Has not
it?
Changed my no.
You do.
I would say this. Now, Matt LaFleur did say that he intends for his starters to play some in the game on Saturday.
Sure. Okay.
So that I mean that I think that changes the calculus there a little bit. The reason I love preseason is for all the guys that are keeping the dream alive.
Yep.
Yes. The Julian Hickses, the Cornelius Johnsons, et cetera, et cetera.
Did Hicksy, was he the one that caught that great tutter? Was that Hicksy?
No, he had the one-handed catch down the field that didn't count.
Who had
the tutter? Another catch that didn't count.
Who had the tutter?
Chipotle Ben had a 20-yard touchdown.
Chipotle Ben had the tutter?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then it got wiped out, yeah.
Is he making the squad?
On a ball that Matt LaFleur then would later say Taylor Elgers must should not have thrown.
Don't do it. Oh, great throw. Is CB making the squad?
That's Chipotle Ben for those playing.
Chipotle Ben, yeah.
I think so, yes. I think they're going to keep four tight ends, and he'll be one of the four, along with John Fitzpatrick and the top two. So Clayton is a big listener to our program. He's sometimes in the YouTube comments. He's on Twitter. He's got his own
Kershaw
YouTube show. No,
don't know. His name is Clayton.
I like that name, Clayton. It's variable. It's
strong
got some,
name.
It's got some versatility, too. I love a good versatile name.
So listening to Packers talk this morning, I just heard a host, that'd be me, say they would be willing to trade for Micah Parsons, giving up the following. 2026 first-round pick, 2026 second-round pick, 2027 first-round pick, 2027 fifth-round pick, and Rashawn Gary. Mm-hmm. And pay Micah Parsons $41 million per year.
Yep.
Am I the only person who thinks this is absolutely insane, is what Clayton asked. Am I insane?
No. Now, you would get a pick back. That's kind of how that works. And they'd throw you a six or something. Listen, man, I think we can all sit here and say the Packers' way they do business is the right way. Stay young, stay hungry, don't be dumping draft picks.
This is not something the Packers would normally do.
This is outside of their orbit. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's been 15 years since we won a World Championship. Those are the facts. And do I want you to go bust and, you know, dump all your future for no. But when you have an opportunity for a field tilter, and if they do, again, these are all ifs, and Clayton, you deal in hypotheticals when you do this job. That's just how this is. And you analyze and you think, you get somebody that you know is going to be a bullseye guy and that is going to change the complete complexion. What did everybody complain about last year with this defense? What did everybody complain about at the end of the year?
No pressure from the front.
From the front four. You think that changes? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Probably makes Lucas Van Ness a lot better,
you
too.
I know Rashawn Gary's been a nice player, but you have to give stuff up to get stuff. That's how this works. So are you crazy? First off, again, more than likely,
I don't see this ever happening.
Happen.
Correct.
But if you're going to be what you want to be, you have to take big swings too. It can't always just be. You got to make big plays because what wins? Big plays, big moments. Mm-hmm. Who are your guys? And if you don't think Micah Parsons is good enough, there is. You could convince me, and I've watched enough. Is Micah Parsons good against run? People run at him. They don't do that with Rashawn.
They don't. That's true.
But mm-hmm. that's not the point. What you're looking for here is who can be that dog that can get the quarterback when you need it. Who's your closer? Who can be that guy? And number 11 for the Dallas Cowboys is that guy. And if that's what you're looking for, you go do it. Because he isn't some washed, you know, it's not like you're going to get 1 or 2 years. You have him in the prime of his career.
Correct.
You're going to have to pay a price to do it. And whether or not you want to, if you want to get that guy, you didn't draft him, this is the price. Is there going to be anybody close to being that of that ability? Miles Garrett's old, and he just paid him that Bonco deal in Cleveland. I would have given that up for Miles Garrett because you know what? You can't block him. You can't put one guy out there. That matters, and that makes a big difference. So to answer your question in a really long-winded way, a la Wildy, you ain't crazy. Not at all.
Could I offer one thing on that? I took a call off air, and then there have been some texts that have said the same thing as this conversation progressed.
Sure.
If the Cowboys are going to trade Micah Parsons, they're not going to want Lucas Van Ness or Rashawn Gary as one of the focal points of that trade. They're going to want Edgerrin Cooper. They're going to want a young player that they can try and develop to be as good as Micah Parsons.
Lucas Van Ness, a 13th pick.
Yeah, third-year player.
Third-year player ascending.
And by the way, the Packers, if the offer is the exact same and it's Edgerrin Cooper instead of Rashawn Gary, I am not making that trade.
I don't think anyone is. Yeah, you'd have to take one of the picks off the board at least.
Did we have another no cap on the coffee situation over
don't
there?
Don't be putting my business out there. Yes, I did, but it's water, not coffee.
Okay. I don't think the Packers have any interest in trading Edgerrin Cooper. The idea would be the the Cowboys need a pass rusher then, because they're trading away.
And plus, Green Bay would want to probably get rid of that salary from.
Correct.
Rashawn.
Then the $41 million that you're paying Parsons is offset by the $25 million you're no longer paying. Partially offset by the $25 million you're no longer paying.
So Edgerrin Cooper, who showed some great flashes, you're telling me that's a deal breaker.
If I'm given, I'm taking back some of the draft picks if I have to include him. Yes. I am, because he,
is he the only defender you would do that for?
I wouldn't trade Xavier McKinney in that trade either.
Okay.
Again, I want to make it clear. I understand that this is a almost certainly moot point. Just for those that are curious, the trade that the Bears made for Khalil Mack, they gave up their first-round picks in 19 and 20. They gave up their third-round pick in 2020. And they gave up their sixth-round pick in 2019. But the Bears got back a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick, and they got Mac. So to Clayton's point about the Micah Parsons proposed trade that Evan suggested, that I would take. The Bears got a lot more back in terms of draft picks later than the ones they were giving up in that trade. And if I could get some picks back and then I execute them effectively, I'd be interested in that. But again, I think we're living in fantasy land. What percent chance of this happening? 1%, 2%, 3%?
I'd go maybe all the way up to 5%. Not at all.
All right, I need to get to practice. You guys need to play trivia. Jesse, today, what's the category and what caller would you like?
This is going to be a fun one, I think. Let's play Tuesday is today's trivia category with the Brewers-Cubs doubleheader rescheduled to today. Questions about doubleheaders.
And they're playing full games, right? We're not doing like 2 7-inning games.
That
right?
is correct. Yeah.
Do they still do the 7
innings? No, that was just a COVID deal.
Yeah, it was just a COVID.
Just wanted to confirm. Just was curious. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's play 2. Jesse wanted caller 10, but let's double it since we're playing 2. Let's do caller 20.
Super.
Wow.
Caller 20 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 20. Plays Wilde and Tausch trivia next. I am headed to practice trivia and then observations from Reinitschke Field. Still ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Because I'm a hazard to my.
I'm going to kind of miss these when we're done with them.
Miss what?
The Jesse and Tausch segments of Wilde and Tausch with Jason on his way down to the
training camp.
Yeah, this is the last week of this.
Oh, really?
Then this is just going to be,
normal.
Back to normal.
Oh, boy.
I like this time of year. Okay. Jason is on his way down as the Packers get set for training camp practice today up in Green Bay. We'll hear the latest on Jordan Love and some of the other players battling injuries with the Seattle Seahawks coming in for joint practice later this week.
I feel like he's getting annoyed when we're doing the baby voice. I sense he's...
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's getting frustrated.
I think I'll put myself in this. Anytime we are a little patronizing of him, I think that is a irritation point.
It was such a ludicrous thing.
And I think that's an irritation point of his, and I think you push it anyway.
True.
So let's do it again when he rejoins the show in a little bit.
See how everybody's doing out on the practice field.
I just love that you laugh so much every time we do
it.
That's
fun.
That's one of my favorite parts of it.
It is fun.
The Cubs were babies yesterday. Didn't want to play through the rain again. So it's...
Boy, Council looks like a beaten man.
Yeah, he does.
They zoomed in on him a bunch in that big... Was it the eighth inning that they kind of... And he was doing the... And then he could just see, he's like, you almost could sense the regret. Like, what the blank did I do? That's the vibe I got. Now, whether or not that's what he was thinking, I don't know.
How have I never been to a George Webb's?
Tough luck.
Let's welcome in Steve in the Shaw to play Wildy and Tausch Trivia today. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Super.
Getting ready for a doubleheader. Brewers-Cubs 120 and 705, round two of it today.
Why do they need such a big break in between? Just to get people in and out?
Dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah.
Like, why not go one and then it's a, you know, 3-hour game?
Well,
and fire it back up at 5:30. It only takes an hour and a half to get people going.
You're right. And they do. So there's the split doubleheader, which is what the Brewers and Cubs are doing, where there's a big break and they empty out the stadium. Or there's the
you get two
traditional
one.
Doubleheader. So the split doubleheader allows you to empty the stadium and
you could
charge
do that
new
still,
tickets.
Yes, and I get it. You want to make money. I understand it. You can ramp it up. You don't need 5 hours. Just go. But that's
like one of my friend Fasano, who came up north with us this weekend, a tier one friend.
What did he end up bringing?
Some Quick Trip cookies.
Nice job,
Fasano. Yeah, it was good. So he had tickets to the Brewers Cubs June 18th game.
You think Steve cares about it?
You asked this,
I did.
So
Steve,
now
let's play two. Make sure
let's
you finish.
Do it.
I am fascinated by Fasano, so I want to hear it later, but I don't want to waste Steve's time. All right, Steve.
Time has passed.
Let's play two was the catchphrase of which famous Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs player? Do we know it before I have to even give you the hints?
Ernie Banks.
Atta babe. Atta babe. Abner Doubleday, not that great of a third answer.
No, but it did lead me to say, do you think baseball would have doubleheaders if the guy who invented the sport wasn't named Doubleday?
What do you think they'd call him?
I don't think they would do him. I think Doubleday, that's his thing, that like he wanted to play doubleheaders because his name is Doubleday.
Okay.
Like if you invented football, you would want to call the quarterback the Mark.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Let's get to the next question. I can just sense Steve's. What the blank are you idiots doing?
Question two, Steve.
You're good. You're good. You're good.
Achieved in 2001. Oh, it's a NASCAR question. Which auto racer to this day remains the only one to ever complete all 1,100 miles of both the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day Sunday without falling a lap behind in either race? So I'll paraphrase it. Who's the best ever at doing the doubleheader, the Indy 500 and the Coke 600?
He didn't win either of them, FYI.
He didn't. He finished third and sixth in each one, I can tell you that.
That's pretty good.
Was it Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., or Tony Stewart?
Okay.
Achieved in 2001.
Jeff Gordon.
Is that too hard?
Tough question.
Tough question.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah. To my knowledge, Jeff Gordon didn't race Indy cars.
So, no, I think he did. Actually, he's an Indy guy.
I said to my knowledge.
That's actually a really good bra.
Thanks.
I think. That era, 98 till when Dale Earnhardt unfortunately passed, is the glory days of NASCAR. I think that was the most popular that's ever been. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Tony Stewart.
To my knowledge, Tony Stewart
was the correct answer.
All right, last one. To my knowledge, the only true doubleheader scheduled in the history of American Family Field, Accord, in September of 2022 when the Brewers played back-to-back 9-inning games against which divisional opponent? The Cardinals, the Pirates, or the Reds? This is not an easy question.
No,
either.
It's a fun fact, though.
It's a fun fact.
That's not an easy one
it
either.
It is not, no.
Had Steve gone to the games, it would have been easy.
It would have been.
It's kind of
would have been a lot
so you're
easier.
Putting it on Steve.
Kind of on Steve for not going. Yeah.
Let's say the Reds.
Easy peasy. The first team the Brewers ever hosted in a regular season game at American Family Field, and the first team the Brewers ever hosted in a real doubleheader at American Family Field. They did play one against the Giants in the COVID season that were seven-inning games. That did not count.
Okay.
This was because of the labor negotiations that delayed the start of the season in 2022. They played a nine-inning day-night doubleheader against the Reds. Only time ever in stadium history. Yes, Steve.
Did they win both?
To my knowledge, I don't know.
Okay.
But to my knowledge.
Some research on it.
Yeah, I'll do that, Steve.
You know he doesn't do research.
I won't.
That's not what he does.
To my knowledge, you have three of the possible four entries into the drawing for our prize pack on Friday. Good luck, Steve.
Did he get this right? Did he say the Reds?
Yeah, he said the Reds.
Oh, beautifully done, Steve. Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Thank you.
So long-winded today, Jesse. That's well done.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Love you guys.
We love you, Steve.
I love you guys.
Yeah, that was a long one.
That is Wildy and Tosh
trivia. When you don't get enough airtime, you get super chat. Okay, so tell me about Fasano, because I was intrigued.
No, you were asking about the doubleheader.
I was asking about Fasano.
No, you were asking what he brought, and it was Quick Trip cookies. The chocolate with the chocolate chips. Very good.
Nice cookie.
So he had tickets to the Cubs-Brewers game that got rained out at Wrigley Field that they rescheduled to yesterday. So he had tickets to the 120 game yesterday because that was the rescheduled
one. Sure.
He did not have tickets to the 705 game. If they wanted everyone to stay and just sell one ticket to the game, they would have done the like back-to-back 30-minute break.
And by the way, I don't think they should. They should make their money. I don't have any problem with that.
Then you're arguing against yourself.
No, I'm not. You can do it quicker. You don't need four blanking hours to get the stadium out. Get the people out, and they can come back in. They do it in the Final Four. You go to these pods. You go. You get up. You leave. And you get back in line.
But
come back in.
They do put like 2 hours between the day and night sessions.
It's longer than it needs. I'm saying, you go play in these baseball tournaments. You don't want to be sitting around Reedsburg for 6 hours. You want to get back at it. Go play. That's all.
To my knowledge, we had a great time at Jones Dairy Farm a few weeks ago. Would you like to tell us more about it?
I would indeed. Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated, seven generations in Fort Atkinson and since 1889. They're best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe. And you know what? Everybody's trying to eat cleaner. You don't want to have all this stuff in there. Well, Jones Dairy's been doing that from the jump. Sausage is made with fresh meat only. No fillers or nitrates, MSG, or gluten. Jones also makes naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, dry-aged bacon, Braunschweiger, and fully cooked meatballs. And I'm going to tell you something. We just put our first video up. Took Eleanor to lunch down there, my wonderful daughter. We've always had protein battles. Oh, I can't get you to eat this protein muffin. Can't do this. She is a star. She was great on video, and she ate. She had the ham. She had some bacon. She had some sausage. She ate it all. Jones Dairy Farm, they have everything you're looking for and can't wait. We got a bunch of more videos coming out in the next couple of months, so look for that. And when you're down in Fort Atkinson, pop on in and go get yourself some great natural meat from Jones Dairy Farm.
If you thought Steve was impatient during trivia, you should hear Jason on hold back here. He's ready to go.
What is he all of?
He's ready to go in Green Bay. He's got things. He's seeing things. He's ready to tell us. So we're going to do that next.
Jason, what are you seeing down here? I don't know. Nothing.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The Packers are practicing down at Reinitschke Field, and Jordan Love is not taking part in this period. He's miming taking snaps from under center.
You guys and your baby talk.
He's miming.
I'm glad we got the Fasano story, though. That's what I was hoping for. Appreciate you both. The Packers are into practice. They're in period four. They're going to run routes on air here. We'll see if we've got some 7-on-7 coming up as well. But Jordan Love is here once again. Skies are cloudy, but it's not raining, so no baggy on his wrap on his left thumb. The other three quarterbacks handling the handoffs and then the pitches where they then throw the ball after they've completed the handoff. I don't know when Jordan Love will be able to do that part of the job of a quarterback, but obviously they believe very convincingly that he will be ready to do that once September 7th gets here. Tausch, I am curious, since I know you, what a proponent you are to the value of how much they get out of having him out here and throwing, how long do you think they have to wait before he can start handing the ball off? Because I still think that's going to be a pretty key component to their game plan against the Detroit Lions on September 7th, even if his thumb is fully healed.
Yeah, that and taking snaps under center. That's when you know we're getting serious. Like, this stuff is cute and fun and I think good and important to kind of progress. But taking snaps and doing that, that is a tester for your hands, thumbs, and when that is, I'm guessing you will see that probably middle of next week. Hopefully sooner, but that would be, I think, ideal because you want to get some time, obviously, to get it and feel good about what you're doing with whatever your game plan is going to be against the Detroit Lions.
We'll see if Jordan talks after practice. That's one of the questions I would like to ask him is, what is their expectation for when he's going to be able to do that? Because that'll influence what kind of game day selections you make on September 7th on how many carries and or yards Josh Jacobs will get, since they'll be handing him the ball a fair amount on Prize Picks.
Indeed, Prize Picks. You got preseason football. Still, you have those season-long projections. Didn't do very well last year. I am going to take a look-see, and I don't know if, Jesse, if you've taken a look at that yet. You have time. Prize Picks is simple to play, more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. I went with Joey B. Thought he wasn't going to have a great year last year. He did. He had a great year statistically. Prize Picks are the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 states, including our beautiful state of Wisconsin. Prize Picks puts their members first. All withdrawals fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Quick, easy deposits into your account this football season. Prize Picks, the Thomas Edison, they invented the flex play. Who is the other guy that you guys said? I don't remember. Which means you can still cash out if your lineup. Oh, Fultzy. The old steamboater. Get old steamboat in there. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds, and you can turn those beautiful sports opinions that you know you think are right, and you can turn that into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI, and you get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, $50. Use code WI after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Two discounts, 0.5 yards for Dak in the opener against the Eagles.
All right, I like that.
And a week 0.5 passing yards for the Kansas State quarterback, Avery Johnson, for
all
this Saturday.
All kinds of options. Wow.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.